Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we are talking today about Manhattan Ogden Schools. So we've got the Assistant Superintendent, Eric Reed, joining us here, along with a board member, current Board Vice President, Daryl Eady. Again, the meeting at Robinson Education Center begins at 6:30 tonight, and we'll turn it over to Daryl. He's got some announcements from Michelle Jones.
Sure. As we mentioned earlier, this week is elementary parent-teacher conferences. No school for elementary students on Thursday and Friday. We put enough stress on those kids on Wednesday night and Thursday. No school for all USD 383 students on Monday, February 21st. That's a professional development day for all of our staff. We get to do some extra training and stuff for all of them on that day. A reminder that USD 383 is collecting information through a survey about ESSER 3 funding priorities. That's the CARES Act, all that good type stuff, information. You can find all the information about the survey on the USD383.org and look under news on the homepage. It's a very important survey for to help us as the board as well, and Lou with the budget information. And if you have a kindergartner for the 22-23 school year, children who are 5 years old for August 31, 2022 will be eligible to enter kindergarten in August. Mark your calendar for kindergarten orientation on April the 7th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at all 10 of our elementary schools. If you're not sure which school your child will attend, call our transportation department at 785-587-2190, and they can tell you which school your child will attend based off your home address. And the Manhattan High School musical, The Addams Family, which has sounded like it's really a fun musical this year, is this week, February 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. and February 20th at 2 p.m. Tickets are only $7 at the door or $2 with a donation of a can of food for the breadbasket and stuff.
All right. That'll be fun. Addams Family is a good play.
Yeah. I've heard comments. It sounds like it's going to be a good time for.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be everybody. Awesome. They do awesome things, man. It's amazing what our kids can do.
Yeah.
And our sound system we have in there now is terrific.
Very cool. Well, looking forward to that. I was just talking during the break here. I've got to do kindergarten roundup here, and it's been a while since I've done that because my kids are 6 years apart. But April 7th, I've got that marked on my calendar now. Refresh my memory, what takes place at Kindergarten Roundup?
Well, it's kind of a two-pronged thing because we're looking for information from the parents to kind of pre-register. Biggest thing is we want to know who's planning on coming and, you know, what our numbers are in those buildings. They also take some time with the kids to orientate them a little bit to a classroom. They do an activity, probably a snack or something. To show them a little bit of the fun side of school, to kind of prep them in for where they'll end up in August. So it's always a good time. So we focus on the kid end as well as the parent end, collecting that information so we can make the transition in a little smoother.
I'm sure you know as a parent that taking your kid and taking him to a school for the first time and handing him off to somebody can be a little scary. So sometimes I think it's just as much for the parents in that transition time as the kids. Kids go in and have a great time and fun. Parents are a little bit nervous sometimes. It relieves some of that stress for them.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, you're going to have that event. There's going to be some tears, and sometimes it'll be the kids.
Yeah, I get that. And, my older daughter, and she's getting ready to go to middle school. I imagine there'll be some opportunities for the older kids who are transitioning to maybe go tour the facilities at some point.
I haven't heard whether we're planning on doing that. In typical non-COVID years, we typically would. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard their plans. Usually they've got to bring me a plan before we'd let them to do something like that.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Stay tuned for that. We'll see.
Yeah.
As far as you were talking here about the construction update, I wanted to ask you a question on with the Eugene Field. That's going to be completed. When did you say?
Oh, it should be completed in the next couple months.
Okay.
So we should be finished and ready to go for August. That's an August open.
Gotcha.
Time for Eugene Field. We're not planning on anything this summer at Eugene Field. All the early learning programs will be based out of College Hill this summer.
Okay. And how's that gone so far? I know that you've got them both housed there right now. It seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, it's working really well. They're in a great facility. Got both sets of admin working out of one building. So, having two staffs in one building has been fine. I think they're looking forward to their own space and where they can expand the program to the level of where they want to be. So I think they can open up some new classrooms. They can serve more kids. They can do more things on site when we get split up. So I think they're excited for that. But for right now, they seem to be doing pretty well in their one facility.
And I think it's been helpful with some of the staff shortages we've had, be able to help each other, across the hall versus clear down the other end of town.
Yeah.
So it's been helpful this year, especially.
Well, I know that that's one thing that's constant difficulty for a lot of working folks is having adequate childcare, and these are obviously some opportunities. I imagine this is, when they get that facility finished, there's going to be some opportunities potentially to grow those numbers a little bit more.
Oh yeah, they're definitely planning for that. Definitely planning and preparing. That's been their full intention. So.
All right. Well, that'd be a welcome thing, I think, here for Manhattan going forward. Mm-hmm. Other things to note here on the agenda. Is it this week or that the conversations continue with the East Campus discussion, the potential future use?
Yeah, the community meetings with the Office of Civil Discourse at K-State has been helping us with some of the public meetings. We actually had one last night. They kind of centered on input around some different categories, such as food insecurity or food service to some type, with a common table interest in that, social services and public events. So those were kind of the topics that came out the loudest and strongest on some of those things. It was another good meeting last night. I thought it was really positive from the people, but one this weekend's online. So we should be getting information out on that. Check the website for an online meeting on Saturday. And I believe that's the last one. And they'll compile all the data, kind of put things together, hear the highlights of it, and report it back to the Board of Education at a later date.
I think we probably ought to stress again, this isn't for the entire building because the district still uses quite a bit of that building. I know the IT department is there, and we have no intention of moving the IT department. That'd be extremely expensive for all of us. And I think it's early childhood. I can't remember which other groups are there. Education department is already in that building, and a couple others.
Teaching and learning has a really strong presence at East Campus, as well as when we were working on the high school, the plan for the gym in the back. We're still going to need use for that. So I do believe Trish in her construction update tonight is going to talk about some of those things that we know we're going to continue to use East Campus for in the future as a district. But we're also starting that planning process and see what we need from the district outside of what's currently there.
All right. Again, we'll remind you the school board meeting is at 6:30 tonight at the Robinson Education Center. You can tune in on the YouTube channel. They usually share that on the Facebook page as well. So good opportunities to get in there if you can't make it out to the Robinson Education Center. And the big discussion tonight, again, will be on the pandemic response plan. This is a big milestone here for the school district. We may see masks go optional or we'll just kind of wait and see. Tune in tonight and see what happens. Daryl, Eric, appreciate you being on the program today.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.